Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive? Well, don't touch that dial. Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it. He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host, take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. He's a sweet kid. Folks, every now and again, I get a crazy idea. I say, Albin, my producer, I say, Albin, you know, this is the show about everything. We like to talk about everything on this program. And I said, we like every kind of guest. And I said, Albin, I don't think we've had any billionaires on the program. Can you get me a billionaire? And he says, yes, sir. How high? And I said, just a billionaire. And not only did he get a billionaire, but that billionaire is sitting in the studio with me. Billionaires tend not to come into the studio. They're way too busy. But this man, fortunately for you and me, has written a book called The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. He is the founder of Ameritrade. Joe Ricketts, welcome to this program.
Thank you.
I am so thrilled to have you, and I just want to jump right into it. First of all, I want to hear your story of how you got to do what you did and how you came up. But what is it that finally got you to say, I'm going to write a book about my story? Because it is a classic American story. It's very important right now for America to hear stories like this. What was it that pushed you to write your story?
There's several reasons, but the primary reason was to encourage entrepreneurs. I'm concerned that we don't have enough people starting new businesses, and that's where all the new jobs come from. And I wanted to let them know how difficult it might be and how rewarding it can be. So it can bring a lot of satisfaction to a person in addition to being financially successful.
I want to get into socialism and capitalism and all that with you, because that is just red hot right now. Unfortunately, it used to be the thing we could take for granted, that everybody understood that the free market was a good thing. But right now we're going to have to remind some folks. But let me ask you about your story. You grew up in Nebraska.
That's right.
And your family is your son is currently the governor of Nebraska.
That's correct.
You're not just saying that to impress me.
That's right.
He's really the governor.
I'm very proud of him.
I'm going to need to see some paperwork, Albin. You know what I mean? You can't. People come in here and they make a lot of claims, and you know my son's the governor. I don't know, but okay. So you're a Nebraskan. How were you raised that you found yourself moving in the direction that you moved?
I think that how I was raised is incredibly important to my tendency and my desire to be an entrepreneur. I grew up in a small town where I had a lot of freedom and where my parents encouraged work. they didn't stop me from sports. I didn't like sports, but they never encouraged me in sports. But they encouraged me when I worked to make money and put it in the bank and save it and be conservative. I'm also just one generation away from the Depression, where everybody had a hard time, but when things started getting better, they just saved everything and worked very hard to get ahead. It was a difficult time. My grandfather was a successful farmer, and he lost everything in the Depression, and he had to move to Nebraska City and rent a house that was the lowest rent he could get. It had dirt floors. So the times were very hard during the Depression, and of course I heard all those stories from my mother, and of course I heard stories from other people also. So I grew up with a lot of freedom. I grew up with the ideas of people that were saving, working hard, coming as the first generation out of the Depression. And probably more important, the people that my father had his own business. He built houses. He was a carpenter. They also did repair work. I knew his friends, which were plasterers, electricians. These are all people that had their own business, that worked for themselves. They were very happy. They were very self-satisfied. And that was really kind of the norm in my life. So it was all there to take in by osmosis. You don't think about it at the time. It's when you get older and you think, oh, gee, I that was very important for me. One of the things that was very important in my young life is working for Dun & Bradstreet as a credit reporter. So I talk a lot about that in the book. It's very, very interesting. I got to meet a lot of wonderful people that owned their own business and ask them the stories of their
business. So this is before you yourself were in business. You were working as a reporter.
Yeah, credit reporter. So I went out to talk to them to write their credit reports.
Aha.
So to do that, I had to have their financial information.
Got it.
They didn't want to give it to me, but they had
to
if they wanted.
How did you, as a young man, get into the business of, you know, writing credit reports?
Well, when my wife and I got married, the idea was that she was going to work and put me through school. And then
what school?
I went to Creighton University in Omaha.
For what, though? For what?
I just went for a bachelor's degree. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I think I started out thinking I wanted to be a doctor, but
I still think that sometimes. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Yeah. I didn't like the sciences, and I got a job as an orderly at a hospital, and I knew that was not going to be the way I wanted to go. So it was basically just to get a bachelor's degree so you could get a job. And then worry about what kind of job you wanted to adopt after that. But our first son came along, so I had to quit school. It took me 9 years to get my bachelor's degree. Loans weren't available, but thank God I didn't take any loans. When I did get my bachelor's degree, I didn't have a loan. But anyway, at that particular time, I quit my schooling and went looking for a job. And I was offered 3 jobs, as I describe in the book. And the one I took was the lowest paying job, but was the one that my father kind of recommended. And it was really exciting for me to visit all of these business owners and understand their thinking, understand how they manage themselves, understand
how
they
work. It sounds
like
an education in and of itself.
It was a great education.
Yeah.
I like to tell you a story. I went to an implement dealer that sold large construction equipment, and their repair floor was dirt. I mean, it was nothing particularly jumped out at you. This was a special business. With two brothers, partners, and I talked to both of them, and one of them handed me a stack of IBM cards. Remember those old days?
My mother was a key punch operator for IBMs. I'm one of the few people that remembers what that is, yeah.
Well, he handed me a stack of those, and I said, oh, my goodness, do you know what each of these cards represents? He said, yeah. I said, well, you know, it's a section of land. You're rich. He said, I know it, but I didn't think anybody else knew it. So these two brothers had just worked hard, took their extra money, and bought farmland in Iowa. And if you looked at them, they were not rich. The floor of their workshop was dirt. And it was kind of enlightening for me. I thought about that very deeply as I went back to my hotel room. In another case, I called on a business that was flourishing from appearances. It was another implement dealer, big equipment dealer, and beautiful parking lot, black parking lot. Beautiful yellow equipment on the parking lot. Chain link fence around it. Nice building. The business owner had a big desk, wore a suit, and as second-generation owner, as I was talking to him, I realized that he was going broke, and I felt sorry for him. The next interview I had was across the road, so it was across the two-lane highway, so I just walked. I didn't even drive my car. I walked over there, and I couldn't find the address in this railroad yard, and a guy came walking across the yard, and I asked him. He had bib overalls and an engineer's cap. I asked him if he knew this address. He didn't respond, which I thought was very impolite. And then he got to a little shack, and he put his hand on the doorknob, and he turned around and he said, "That's me." So I walked in to talk to him, and his office was dirty. It was all full of metal dust. This was a foundry.
Metal dust.
Metal dust. This was a foundry. And this guy was rich. I asked him how he got started. He said, "Well, I started selling casing shells for the U.S. government, for the Army, during World War II. And his foundry just grew.
Now, hang on. I'm going to have to hit pause. The rest of the story on the other side of the breaks. Folks, I'm talking to the founder of Ameritrade, Joe Ricketts. The new book, The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. Stick around. World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag LoveThyNeighbor? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Supertramp. I'm Eric. And we're talking about something very close to my heart, the free market, liberty, the kinds of things that we used to be able to take for granted in America. We no longer can. And that's why I'm so happy to be talking to the founder of Ameritrade, Joe Ricketts. His new book is The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get, an entrepreneur's memoir. Now, Joe, you were just telling us a great story. So you go across the street and you go into this pretty run-down shack,
yeah,
and there's metal filings all over, and you say this guy is doing very well.
He was rich. And you would never know it by looking at him. And I'm sure if you went to his house, it would be very modest. But he just took the money that he made, and he invested it. And he had all kinds of investments. He even had a very expensive gun collection. Anyway, things like that were an education for me. So I could look and see and understand what's happening in the real world.
Right. And so you were, what, in your 20s at this point? You're a young man.
I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
When I went to college, we had a social science teacher tell us that America was wealthy and doing well because of the natural resources that we had. And I thought, boy, I'm so lucky to be born in a country that's rich in natural resources. When I got out of college, I came to realize that we weren't rich so much for our natural resources. Other countries had natural resources. We were rich because we had people expressing their desires and starting a business and working hard. And that free enterprise system is what makes us.
Oh, there's
really
no
wealthy.
Question. The economic freedom, every kind of freedom that we have in this country,
right,
is a staggering thing. And we used to know what that was and why it was great. And I talk about it all the time, but we've ceased to understand even why it's great. And people are praising socialism and stuff. We'll get to that eventually. But just want to continue with your story. So this is the 60s now, 1960s?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I called on a shoe store owner. Brand new business. Husband and wife owned this shoe store owner. And they were so happy. They were ecstatic. They couldn't wait to tell me their story. Because they just took a risk on starting a store, a retail store in a small town. And they'd done well, and they were successful, and they were so happy that they were successful. And they were opening another store in another small town. And when I walked out of there, I said to myself, oh, someday I hope I'm that happy. They were really pleased with themselves. So there was a lot of learning that went along with this job that I had that really was helping me understand that I wanted to have my own business.
But did you have any inkling of what kind of business?
Had no idea. Didn't care. Make shoes, build buildings, really didn't care.
Just have your own business.
Have your own business. Be reliant only upon yourself. Nobody to tell you what to do. Everybody to leave you alone. Just go your own way and do your own thing.
Right. But you need a certain kind of country to do that in.
That's correct. And there's very few of them, and that's the reason why we're so rich.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, so how did you find your way into founding Ameritrade? You said 1975.
Yeah.
Where did you go between, you know, what we're talking about now and 1975?
I had a strictly commission job as a stockbroker. And I figured I didn't have any capital. I was as close to having my own business as I could possibly be. And I was comfortable with it and I liked it. But it was through a bad market. So there were a lot of hard times. But the Congress, the Justice Department, and the SEC put pressure on the New York Stock Exchange and the brokerage industry to get rid of fixed commissions. So everybody's paid the same price for a couple hundred years. And after the Second World War and the economy was doing well, mutual funds became big, professional managers became prominent, and they were saying the fixed commission is in violation of our antitrust laws. So the New York Stock Exchange and the whole industry went away from fixed commissions to what was called negotiated commissions. So now my friend Bob Perlman and myself are talking to each other and said, now our customers are going to be able to tell us what we should charge. Not a good deal. Maybe we ought to join them rather than try to stay in the same business. So that's how we started thinking about starting a discount brokerage business. We had no idea what we were doing. And the trials and tribulations that we went through were really, really kind of horrendous. But I felt comfortable the whole time.
And so for people who don't know anything about what Ameritrade is, tell my audience what it is.
Today, TD Ameritrade is one of the largest stockbrokers in the country. I think you see their ads on television all the time. So it's a company that has something like $1.3 trillion in customer assets on deposit with them. Many times they do over 1 million trades a day. They have 10,000 employees. It's a big company. And we started with one employee in 1975. And
I'm looking at them.
And there was four of us went together. We each put in $12,500, okay. And we had lady who kept the books.
Okay, who worked. Okay.
Who worked for us. So it's a tremendous story of how it grew, but we grew in spurts and stops, and so how you go through all of those changes was very interesting. The other thing, I wanted to tell this story from the inside. Everybody knows, or most people know, that the government required negotiated commissions, so they took away regulations, and it made the economy and it made the brokerage business just expand and grow by leaps and bounds. People know that, but they don't know it from the inside. So they don't know how hard it is and all the trials and tribulations that you have to go through to make a successful business. And this is not unique. I mean, anybody that starts their own business that goes from almost nothing, starts on pennies, and have it build into the size of business today will have the similar type problems. And you need to be really energized by those problems that come up so that you can satisfy and find a solution and get through them and be energized by it. And that's a certain type of character. Gallup in Omaha says, they've done a lot of research on this. They say being an entrepreneur is a talent. You're born with that aptitude. You're born with that desire.
Yeah. I would say that that's true. It does take a certain kind of – I mean, I'm always fascinated with how God makes everyone different. There's so many different kinds of people, and some people just do X or Y or Z just so naturally, and other people wouldn't dream of it, you know. So in 1975, you and three friends, I guess, business colleagues, found Ameritrade. What were you thinking at that point? I mean, what was it about this idea of – I mean, what did you think you were doing at the time?
We thought we were bringing a service to customers that only wanted to make a trade. They didn't need to ask any advice. They didn't want any research. They did not want any of the services that a full-service broker brought. They've never had that choice before. So for people who just wanted to tell you, I would like to buy that or I'd like to sell that, this was something that they never had the opportunity for.
And this did not really exist.
Did not exist.
And so this was your idea?
It was my idea, but there were people in New York and people in California that also had the same idea at the same time. So at one point in time, we had over 400 competitors. Now there's only three.
Holy cow.
So a lot of the competitors in that 400 saw us and the other people that started being successful, and they thought it looked easy and they would do it. What they found out is not easy. Anyway, there was only a few, and we ran our ad in the Omaha paper. And it was very, very expensive, $700, and we didn't get one response. Not one person responded. And so we said, what are we doing wrong? So we adjusted our commissions, and we adjusted how we advertised. Something unique about Omaha, too, at the time, during the Cold War, the United States government paid to have a really in-depth communication system put in at Northwestern Bell, the telephone company. Of course, the Cold War never did turn hot, so that telephone system, that communication system, was not used. So it was all kinds of volume there that could be used that was vacant. So the telephone company started advertising lower long-distance rates, and that's where the 800 number, the toll-free number, came into being. And so a lot of reservation companies, catalog companies, hotel companies, things of that sort, were locating their call centers in Omaha. So we decided to run our ad in the Midwest edition of the Wall Street Journal and put an 800 number with it. And with the adjustment in commissions, our phone started to ring off the hook. And it was just a matter of keeping to work, bring better services, bring more to your customers, and the phone kept ringing off the hook for 25 years.
Yeah.
Just kept going.
And it's still going.
Still going.
You are no longer officially with Ameritrade, right? You're the former CEO and retired chairman, but you are the founder. When we come back, I want to talk to you about socialism and capitalism and the free market, because it's amazing to me how little we talk about freedom in general anymore, and we have whole generations of young people that don't understand the magic, the gift of freedom, especially the free market. So when we come back, folks, I'm talking to Joe Ricketts. He's the founder of Ameritrade. The book is The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
I know, sir, that tears left me cold as a stone.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A student gunman opened fire this morning at a Southern California high school, leaving one person dead and several others injured before he was taken into custody. The shooting occurred at Saugus High School in the city of Santa Clarita. The suspect in custody and being treated at a hospital. President Trump returns to Louisiana tonight for another rally on behalf of the state's GOP nominee for governor, Eddie Rasponi. Mr. Trump holding a rally in Bossier City. The president and the GOP have targeted gubernatorial races in the South this fall, and they hope to defeat John Bel Edwards, who is the Deep South's only Democratic governor. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has announced he's running for president, making a late entry into the Democratic race less than 3 months before primary voting gets underway. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, and the NASDAQ is off 9. This is SRN News.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Hey, Albin,
yeah.
Have you ever had problems with bath towels? Like, you use the towel, and it seems to move the water around. It doesn't exactly suck it up. It doesn't absorb.
I've had that problem.
But Mike Lindell, the genius who invented MyPillow, noticed this problem. He said something happened in 2006 where towels changed, and they started importing them and adding all these softeners and things to make the cotton feel good when you buy it. But then the towels themselves would not work.
What?
Insane, right?
Yeah.
He solved the problem. He created new towels. I have used them. They are spectacular. They do their job. You can get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with cotton from the United States of America. Soft yet extremely absorbent. You got to go to the MyPillow.com website. Click on the new radio listener specials, and you get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. But you have to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas or call 800-978-3057. MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. Don't forget. Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. This is the show about everything. We talk about a lot of different things. And today we're talking with the founder of Ameritrade. His new memoir is titled The Harder You Work, The Luckier you get. Joe Ricketts, it's just a joy to have you. I want to talk to you about, you know, you can be described aptly as a billionaire. And we've fallen on some strange times in America where people, that's a put down. That's like saying, you know, you're white, you're male, it's like you're not going to get anywhere. You know, you're not diverse enough or you're not something. Now, to have achieved, it's like saying that guy is the greatest athlete of all time. What a jerk. You know,
right.
And you think, wait a minute, he's achieved something. He had some innate skills, but he worked hard and he achieved something. Now we denigrate billionaires as though you inherited it and you're a bum. And we have really ceased to understand that one of the greatest things you could be is successful. Now, if you don't use it well, or if you live your life in such a way that you're not giving back or you're not creating jobs or whatever, you know, there's a conversation to be had. But we're at a time now when somebody like Michael Bloomberg gets into the race. The first nasty thing they say about him is he's a billionaire. It's crazy.
Michael Bloomberg is a very successful businessman, and we should really look at him and say, you did wonderfully well. Look how many people work for him today, work at his company, get paid good wages. They buy houses, they buy cars, they send their kids to college. Without Michael Bloomberg, what would those people be doing? If you take away the entrepreneurs, if you take away the opportunity to get rich, nobody's going to take the risk and nobody's going to work hard. The jobs are not created. All new jobs, all new net new jobs come from entrepreneurs starting new businesses. If they're not motivated, and regulations can prevent that motivation, those jobs are not had. And those jobs are not created. Those jobs don't bring the benefits. You have high unemployment and you have despondent people.
And what we have to talk about is how to be an entrepreneur is to be a risk taker. And it is much easier, much safer not to take the risk, to say, look, I don't want to have the potential of losing everything or gaining everything. I just want a paycheck. So when somebody steps out and says, I'm going to try creatively to figure out how I can increase wealth, how I can create jobs, how I can do something that no one else has done before, and I'm going to struggle and suffer, but I want to do it. That ought to be rewarded. You know, it's not. It's one thing to suffer. It's another thing to say, you know, I suffered, I put in my dues, but it was worth it. We ought to be applauding people, and that's Donald Trump is the classic case. Here's a man who they're constantly denigrating him and saying that, well, he got it from his father, this or that. And I think, my goodness, if somebody knows how to do something particularly well so that he can create wealth, so that he can create jobs, no matter what you think of him, you ought to understand that he's affecting positively many people besides himself.
That's correct. And if those people are not affected and they don't have any opportunity, their jobs, their opportunity for having jobs not show up makes them despondent and makes the economy poorer and people very unhappy. Despair is what really comes out of not having an economy that can grow and create new jobs. Most economists agree you have to have a 3% increase in gross national product every year just to accommodate the new people coming into the job market. If you don't do that, they stay home, they move into mom and dad's basement, they can't buy a car, they can't buy a house, they can't start a family. Boy, I got to tell you, that's really despair. That's somebody that doesn't feel good about themselves. If you do create the job and they can do all those things, of course, then they have pride, and they have pride in their work, they have pride in their families. It makes a whole different environment. So you need to have the entrepreneurs in order to make an economy really grow well.
What do you make of this bizarre time we're living in where socialism is being praised or even floated as some kind of a positive alternative? I mean, my father and mother came from, you know, Europe. They taught me to despise communism, to love freedom, to love America. I feel like I've gone through the looking glass where in the United States of America, people would think somehow that big government, big regulation, huge taxes, and socialism could conceivably be a good thing.
It is amazing. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. Everybody asks the questions why, and maybe some social scientists to do some studies to see where it comes from. Obviously, in the schools, they are taught that the left is better than the right, that capitalism is unattractive. I like the word free enterprise more than capitalism. Capitalism can have some rough edges. Free enterprise kind of gives you the idea that you need regulation. You need somebody in government overlooking everything that's happening to make sure that all people are going to be treated properly and everybody's going to get along well. So free enterprise is something that we really need to have. And if you take away the opportunity for somebody to benefit from free enterprise, you're going to end up poor and you're going to end up in despair, the whole country. You know, in the 1920s or 30s, I can't remember which, Argentina had a larger gross national product than the United States. And then they voted in a socialist government, which they've had almost ever since. But today they're broke. They can't pay their bills. I mean, socialism has failed so many times. That history should be taught in our schools, and not teaching that history is one of the bad things, I think, that our schools really are purporting.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, public schools, it is horrific to think that they're not teaching anything along these lines when you talk about just the history of America, the history of freedom, and why free enterprise is good. When we come back, folks, we're still talking to Joe Ricketts. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
World Kindness Day was November 13th, and if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Have you ever had problems with bath towels? Like, you use the towel, and it seems to move the water around. It doesn't exactly suck it up. It doesn't absorb.
I've had that problem.
But Mike Lindell, the genius who invented MyPillow, noticed this problem. He said something happened in 2006 where towels changed, and they started importing them and adding all these softeners and things to make the cotton feel good when you buy it. But then the towels themselves would not work.
What?
Insane, right?
Yeah.
He solved the problem. He created new towels. I have used them. They are spectacular. They do their job. You can get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with cotton from the United States of America. Soft yet extremely absorbent. You got to go to the MyPillow.com website. Click on the new radio listener specials, and you get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. But you have to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas or call 800-978-3057. MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. Don't forget. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with the founder of Ameritrade, Joe Ricketts. The book is The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. Joe, I have to ask you about the title. It's funny, but it's also apt, the idea, The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. What was it that made you say that's the title for my book?
Well, I say that a lot of times in the book. I talk about a particular problem that we had. And we found a solution, and I said, you know, it's just one of those things. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I said it three or four times. And then when we were talking to Simon and Schuster, they said, why don't we call that for the title? Why don't we use that for the title? Yeah. So that's how it started and how it kind of evolved. But it is true. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I had no idea that I would be worth as much as I am today. And I would have been, you know, happier if I had achieved a smaller success. But if you just work hard, sometimes you just go way beyond what your goals are.
Well, again, you were raised in a family where working hard was you were raised to think that that's a good thing.
And
not everybody has had that advantage, to be taught the value of work, the dignity of work.
Yeah, makes a difference.
And you've worked hard in your life, and you're working hard now. You're writing books. You're hanging out playing golf.
When I got rich and thought I deserved to retire, I did. 6 months later, I discovered I was unhappy. So I went back to work, and I'm now 78. I'm still working, and I really enjoy work. That's the most satisfying thing I can do in my life, is to work and achieve and accomplish.
Well, I find the same thing in my life that, you know, people say, what do you do for fun? And I think, you know, it's an interesting question because sometimes working or doing something you care about is the most fun that you can have.
That's correct. Yeah.
To be able to do something good and do something well is deeply gratifying. And I think that there's some people that have not experienced that in their work life. And so they associate work with that thing that I have to do.
Right.
And that's, to me, part of the magic of being an entrepreneur is when you're working for yourself and you've got what they call skin in the game, it changes things. It's
it
a little
does.
Bit like gambling. It's a little bit like playing sports. It's a little bit like there's something exciting because it's on you, basically. It's
correct.
Not just something that you do like a worker in a socialist republic, and you get what you get no matter whether you do a good job or not. It's dependent on you, and that's the exciting part.
It is. Very, very exciting. You have to make things really work. And figuring out the key to making things really work, both making your customer happy, making it cost effective, so that you can continue to do it, all of that is very satisfying. You're your own person. You know, when you make mistakes, you're going to suffer, and you better not make them again.
Did you ever know Richard DeVos, the DeVos family?
I've met him, yes.
Well, because he is a real he passed away just a couple of years ago, but I had the privilege of knowing him. And when he sings the praises of the American free enterprise system, it's intoxicating and beautiful to hear him when I got to hear him talk about it, because you realize this is at the core of freedom itself. That is, as part of the magic of the American way of life, which, by the way, we want to export to the whole world. We don't want to keep it for ourselves. We'd love the whole world to be able to increase their wealth and increase their way of living. What are your hopes? I mean, you say you're 78. What are your hopes for the future for this country, and how you might affect it, and why you wrote the book?
My hopes for the country really are centered around my grandkids. Our kids are in their 50s. They're in their early 50s, and they've got their careers all going well for them. I want my grandkids to live in a prosperous country, in a free country, and in a country where they have a lot of decisions that they can affect to make themselves feel comfortable and satisfied in what they're doing, whether it's going to playing the piano, or whether it's going to be a scientist or starting their own business, whatever it may be. And socialism will take that away. Socialism will destroy that. It'll bring despair, and it'll bring poverty. So I'm very much concerned about the free enterprise system, and try to push it as often as I can. I'd like to tell you a story about socialism I think is kind of funny and something that stuck in my mind. As soon as the Berlin Wall came down, I took the opportunity to take the train across Russia, and we stopped in a little town for the night, but I saw a parking lot full of what I would call army jeeps. And so I was asking about it, and they said, well, the factory is right over there. Communism had fallen. The company wasn't getting any money. It was supported by the government. The government was broke. They had materials, so they kept making jeeps, but nobody was getting paid. All of these jeeps just went out onto the parking lot. There was no market. So I thought to myself, you know, I'll bet you 16, 17-year-old kids in the United States would drive those. They look beautiful.
I'm just laughing just talking to you, because you're just the kind of a guy that gets ideas like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I came back to the United States after our trip, which was a great trip. People of Russia are wonderful people. And I talked to a friend of mine who was an immigrant. He from Russia. And he spoke very excellent English. He still had fond memories of Russia. And I asked him to go back there to explore me buying those jeeps. And when he came back, he told me, first of all, he said, I'm sorry I told you that I thought my country was wonderful. I changed my mind. After I've experienced America and the freedom that we have here, and going back to see what it was really like, there's no place like America. So it was really kind of fun for me to see all that could happen in all of those activities. Now, I couldn't bring them into the country because they didn't meet the standards of factory manufacturing, like emission controls and things of that sort. Yet it put so much money in them, it wouldn't be cost effective.
Right. So it didn't work out.
Didn't work.
In this case. I wonder, maybe they're still sitting there in that parking lot today. You ever wonder?
No.
Or maybe they sold them to the Ukraine.
I'm going to give you a guess. Somebody broke in and stole them and took them.
Probably. Yeah. That's probably. Okay. We have a final segment coming up with Joe Ricketts, founder of Ameritrade, the brand new book, The Harder You Work, The Luckier You Get. Ain't it the truth? We'll be right back.
Made to black and white. I'm growing tired.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reeves, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A student gunman opening fire this morning at a Southern California high school, leaving one person dead. Several others were injured before he was taken into custody. That shooting occurring at Saugus High School in the city of Santa Clarita, which is about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. President Trump will return to Louisiana tonight for another rally on behalf of the state's GOP nominee for governor.
For the second time in 8 days, the president travels to Louisiana to lend his political support to Republican Eddie Rasponi, who's locked in a tight race with Governor John Bel Edwards. Mr. Trump will hold a rally this evening in Bossier City. The president and the GOP have targeted gubernatorial races in the South this fall, and they hope to defeat Edwards, who is the Deep South's only Democratic governor.
That's correspondent Greg Cluxton, and this is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the bang.
Hey there, folks. I am sitting here in the studio with Joe Ricketts, founder of Ameritrade. His book comes, as I like to say, festooned with encomia by the likes of Jamie Dimon, who's been in the news recently, George Will, Charles Schwab, who you may realize is the founder of the Charles Schwab Corporation. I've got to ask you, any stories you'd like to tell? Because we've just got a few minutes left, Joe Ricketts. It's a joy to be with you.
I've got a few stories that are, I think, really quite charming. But one of the best stories I like to tell is about my friend Jerry Gress. Jerry Gress and I really met in the third grade. We went to high school together. We were good friends. After we got started with Ameritrade, there were times when we did not have a lot of cash. We were pushing the business to grow, and there was a lag time between our expense of opening an account and them actually producing revenue. So I had tapped out the bank. I had tapped out all of my relatives. All of my friends that were older that I thought had money loaned me money. I was really down. I couldn't think of anybody else that I could go and ask money of. And then I thought, well, I got this friend. He's in about the same boat I am. I don't think he's got anything that would be very large in order to help me out. But I said to my wife, let's invite Jerry and his wife, Patty, over for dinner. Let's fix him a nice meal, and I'll give him the sales pitch about investing in our company. So we did that. And they said, okay, they'd give me $4,000. That $4,000 was incredibly important to us at the time. Now, I couldn't pay that back very easy, so I asked him to put it into stock, so they took stock. And I would send him a statement every quarter, but they didn't pay any attention. They just threw it in their drawer. And many, many years later, we're getting ready to go public. I took my friend Jerry Gress out for a beer, and I said, we're getting ready to go public, Jerry, and you've got so many shares, and it's worth so much money. He couldn't believe it. And he said, I really have a hard time understanding that this is true. I said, tell you what, Budio, on the day that we go public and your shares are something that you can turn into dollars, I'll give you a $1 million check for some of your shares. For some of your shares, small part. So I did that, and I brought the check to him, and I told all the people that he was working on it. I said, folks, I just want to show you what a friend of mine did for me and how much it really benefited him. And then I said to him, what would you like to do with this journey? He said, first thing I'd like to do is buy you a drink. So we went to the bar and celebrated by having a drink. But he was very excited to get the $1 million check and prove to him that the wealth that he had there was real.
You know, every time I get a $1 million check, I get excited. It's just the way it is. It's a normal human reaction. No, seriously, Joe Ricketts, it's so fun to talk to you. I wish we had more time. I'm grateful that you are, you know, spreading the gospel, so to speak, of free enterprise. We need this in America right now. The whole world needs it, but we need it particularly in America. So congratulations on everything, but particularly on your latest achievement, writing this book. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Thanks for being on my program.
It certainly has been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Folks, grab a copy. The founder of Ameritrade has told his story in this book, and I think many people will be encouraged by it. God bless you.